Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kesnick, takes your questions at 4 o'clock. You can tweet those right now at 105.7FM, the fan, with the hashtag BigFantasy, or email those live at 105.7FMTheFan.com.
You ever know that? I love you guys.
Do you, yeah, Leroy? That's sweet, man. That's a sweet way to start the 3 o'clock hour.
I love you guys, man.
I love Greg Bedard, though.
I don't like people picking on you guys. I'd rather do it.
Who is picking on us?
Just social media.
Greg Bedard, the owner, editor, and columnist at BostonSportsJournal.com, joins us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Those are pretty cool credentials, Greg. To say owner, editor, and columnist at your own website, that's pretty cool.
We love you too, Greg.
Yeah, it also means a lot of work and not much sleep.
That's true.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to work for credits like that. Those don't just come along. Greg, right. I'm sure you've heard the Martellus's side of the story now. Martellus Bennett released by the Packers earlier this week, failure to disclose medical information. Patriots claim him. He now says that he opted for surgery. The team doctor pressured him into playing with the injury. He says he went and got other opinions and finally ultimately decided surgery. Yet there he is out on the football field with the New England Patriots in your neck of the woods today. How do you explain this? How active was he in free agency? Or, I mean, on the practice field today?
Well, you know, we don't get to see much of practice. You basically get to see stretching and that's it. So, you know, we don't know. What do I think happened here? I think, you know, it looks like from all appearances that, you know, basically giving his health situation and where they were with Aaron Rodgers and his struggle with the Packers to that point, it looked like Martellus Bennett was ready to quit on the Packers. And the Packers decided to try to recoup some of their signing bonus money, and the only way they could do that was by releasing him with a failure to disclose designation. Bennett felt wronged by that, and which caused him to basically say, you know what, I'm not going to have surgery now. I'm going to play on whatever shreds of a shoulder I have left until I can't play anymore. And, I'm just going to, that's going to be my revenge on the Packers.
You know, it's interesting. Tom Crabtree tweeted out, I have a hard time believing they tried rushing him back with that injury. In 2012, they were paying me far less than him. I was similarly ineffective on the field. And they sat me in a preseason game 4 with just a sprained shoulder, and then a bunch of emojis laughing at this point. And anybody that's, I'm seeing it all over social media, people that have played in Green Bay for Doc McKenzie are having a hard time buying that he wanted him or suggested to him that, you know, him continue to play versus having the surgery.
Yeah, and for full disclosure, let me say that Dr. McKenzie once operated on my wife's knee. So, you know, I've dealt with him in that realm. But, you know, in terms of, you know, from covering the Packers in my time there, I mean, look, you know, Doc McKenzie has the well-earned reputation for being one of the most conservative NFL team doctors. Yep. To the point where, you know, players like Aaron Rodgers and coaches were frustrated with him because they thought that they could play, but he would not clear them to play. Yep. And so it doesn't – that my experience and a lot of people's experience with Dr. McKenzie does not exactly jive with what Martellus Bennett is putting out there. And so that's another whole realm in this thing.
You know, the other thing that goes along with this now is you look at this Packers football team – and obviously, they haven't been playing very well the last couple of weeks since Aaron Rodgers' injury with Brett Hundley. And to that degree, we've had fans wanting Capers fired, wanting Ted fired, wanting McCarthy fired, wanting to...
So it's like any other year in Green Bay.
Pretty much. Yes, that's exactly right. But the difference is, I mean, you know, having worked here, that locally that's how it kind of gets when things aren't going right. But the difference now is they're feeling it nationally as well. People going after the Packers front office and saying, obviously there wasn't as much talent here as everybody thought. Rodgers was kind of just making it all look a lot better. What's your take on the Packers and what's going on right now?
Well, I mean, just from afar, and I haven't watched them that closely this year. I mean, I know some of the stuff that I saw from them early in the season and preseason and stuff like that, I was pretty excited about their defense. I thought they looked a lot bigger, a lot faster than they have been in the past at, you know, linebacker and the secondary. And so, you know, I like some of the things that they were doing. And, you know, I thought Bennett was going to be a perfect fit. I thought he was going to be an upgrade on Jared Cook. He is, you know, Cook in his career has been very inconsistent. His hands, he's been a chronic underachiever. Martellus Bennett, you know, say what you will about him, and you know, certainly he's been well-traveled, and there's a reason for that. But, you know, when his head is on straight, you know, he's very talented, and he did a really good job for the Patriots last year to the point where they accomplished something that not many of us thought was possible, which was winning a Super Bowl without a healthy Rob Gronkowski. And that was in good measure because of Martellus Bennett and how he was able to at least somewhat approximate Gronk's value to the Patriots. Whereas in other years when they didn't have him, it was just a huge net loss and they couldn't recover from it. And, you know, so, you know, I think the Packers, you know, defensively they have some issues. I mean, I've always had issues with, you know, Capers. I think that even though he's changed a bit and put in more man coverage and things like that, I still think that zone blitz scheme, which is still his base, I think it's a dinosaur in this league. I don't think it works anymore with the level of passing that goes on. And then, you know, you with that, with the offensive line injuries that they're having, I mean, it's tough to get consistency. So I don't think it was a matter of talent. I think it's a matter of, you know, just being healthy and also, you know, executing a defense that, you know, I really think is past its prime.
So, Greg, I think if you look at this offseason, the Green Bay Packers, well, really Ted Thompson went out in free agency and brought in a lot of free agents, try to shore that defense up a little bit. Do you think maybe this Martellus Bennett scare kind of makes him a little bit more leery going back out in free agency again?
I hope not. I mean, look, these things are going to happen. I mean, we've seen it this year with the Patriots. I mean, you know, they went out, they traded up for, they moved up in the second round or traded a second round pick for Coney Ealy. He completely didn't work out. And now he's with the Jets and doing fine. Stephon Gilmore has been a borderline disaster and they gave him $13 million a year. Mm. But we'll see. He should be back this week after some injury issues and also the bye week. They've had a ton of guys like that, but the Patriots, you know, they keep taking swings at it. I think the Packers should as well. I mean, you know, these things are going to happen. This is why, and I mean, I could see the discussion because to me, from the outside looking in, a lot of the Packers' moves this year had Elliott Wolf's fingerprints all over it, and that Ted maybe took a step back and let Elliott do a little bit more, which I think is good. I think what they've done has been needed. But, you know, I'm just hoping this isn't a case where Ted says, see, I told you, we shouldn't sign anybody else. We should just draft and develop our own people, because I don't think that's the way to go. I think you need a balanced approach, and you need to use all the different avenues available to you in team building.
It's hilarious because I've been saying that on these airwaves and been told I'm crazy saying that.
You're still crazy.
Ted would never. Crazy.
Well, so is Greg Bedard then because he just said
no,
the exact
same
thing.
Greg's different.
Crazy too.
Well, that's fine. I'm fine being in the Greg Bedard category at this point. Totally fine with
just
it.
Just trying to tell you like it is.
Check out Greg Bedard's new site. It's notcrazy.com. It's BostonSportsJournal.com. You can also follow him at Greg A. Bedard on Twitter.
Hey, Greg, open up something for me now. Okay, now, sure. The hoodie sends, how am I gonna say this?
You okay, Leroy?
Because you got a 40-year-old quarterback in New England, but Hoyer is, I guess he's a wanted man. Then it was allegedly the Packers wanted him, But the hoodie gave him a 3-year deal, so he was able to come there. So you, I don't know if you would just get rid of Garoppolo unless you knew you had something that works with Hoyer. Fix all that for me. Or did the Packers really want Hoyer or no?
I think that, you know, somebody checked in the front office and you know, tried to see what it would take. And, you know, probably Hoyer's agent took that offer and said, look, we have other interest, and so you got to go to a third year to give him, you know, look, Hoyer's been well-traveled. I think I've interviewed him in, let's see, New England the first time, Houston, San Francisco, Cleveland. I talked to him as well. So, you know, he's got a young family, I'm sure. He realizes at this point, okay, my dreams of being a starter are over, so it'd be nice to have some consistency and have it, you know, a backup job for a few years. So I think that's what he was looking for. But I don't think, knowing Belichick and the way that he operates, I don't think that Hoyer coming back here was a huge concern for him, because, look, he realizes that he put his eggs in the Tom Brady's basket, and it was Tom Brady or bust as far as them going to a Super Bowl. So it doesn't matter if Brian Hoyer or, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is the backup. I don't think that was going to change. So I think he was just looking to make the best deal possible for Garoppolo, because they got to a point where they said, okay, Tommy's going to survive the season, we think. So it's time to make a deal on Garoppolo.
That is Greg Bedard. The website again is Boston.
Greg, you're still good, man. You're still good.
Of course, he's still good.
I appreciate it, bud.
Good,
BostonSportsJournal.com, and follow him on Twitter at Greg A. Bedard. Greg, I always appreciate it when you got a few minutes for the big show, man. Thank you very much.
Anytime. See you guys.
Thanks, Greg.
And Greg Bedard joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
Well, Martellus Bennett will probably sleep a little better tonight. Now they got all this,
how you gonna sleep,
all
Steve?
this off of his chest. I would assume he'll sleep on the opposite shoulder, that he has a torn rotator cuff. I'd assume that's how you sleep, or maybe on your back. And it feels all the much better on a Brook linen bedding at this point. That's what I'm sleeping on, and it's a big difference from a guy that didn't care about sheets before and do now. Brooklinen.com, and guess what? I got it before the holiday season. But I can get sheets for somebody else for the holiday season, for the upcoming holidays. You can do the same thing as well. Think about it this way. You spend one third of your life in your sheets. With Brooklinen.com, you can get the high quality sheets that you might sleep on at a fancier hotel and bedding. And you and your loved ones deserve, without needless luxury retail prices. Some of these sheets marked up as much as 300%.
I told
that
you that
crazy.
Leroy's grandmother ordered them because of you, obviously. Mm-hmm. She texts them with her to the trip they're going to Florida. She's taking them with her.
That's crazy. It's crazy. I've never taken sheets anywhere.
Hey, she want to guarantee she won't sleep good. Yeah. What's wrong with taking them with
her? Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. Brooklinen.com sheets were named the winner of the best of online
betting
category.
Also, you know they're clean then, too.
That's true.
You don't know what you're sleeping in at some of these hotels, man. I'm just
saying.
Winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen.com is the luxury bedding that's underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. Love my Brooklinen sheets. Try these sheets, and I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for the Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident, and you'll love their new sheets, that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee. Think about that. Risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee. And a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com.
That's why she did it, Steve, for that $20.
BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SPARKY. Brooklinen. These are the
best
sheets ever.
Can you spell SPARKY for me?
SPARKY.
Hit a quick break. On the other side, do the Bears finally have the edge in the quarterback position,
man,
with these two teams meet up on Sunday? It's weird to say. I can't even get the words out of my lips. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be right back.
Get ourselves rolling and execute. You know, we left a lot on the field tonight, and I think everybody knows that. So, you know, we just got to come up with that stuff.
That's Packers quarterback Brett Hundley. This is the Wendy's Big Show. It is a pick and save Football Friday, along with
we might need to get him in radio.
Two
he
former
got a
Packers
nice radio voice, don't he?
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. He does have a good radio voice, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Tom Kesnick, the Godfather of Fantasy Football. He takes your questions coming up at 4 o'clock. Tweet those right now at 105.7 FM The Fan. Email them live at 105.7 FM The Fan.com. If you needed one quarterback to win a game today, is it Huntley or Trubisky? 799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And if you still want to talk about Martellus Bennett with him telling his side of the story today, phone lines open to you on that as well. Why can't you believe we're asking this question, Leroy?
Oh, I didn't know my mic was on. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. But, I mean, it's out there now. You said it into the microphone. Mistakenly, yes, but you said it into the microphone.
We had Holmes.
Lawrence Holmes.
From 670.
Yes.
The score.
Yes.
And he said the two times that LeBisky was put into this position, he turned the ball over and so on. Now, Huntley just came off a pretty good drive. Now, it wasn't his fault. The defense came up and gave it. After he scored, came up and gave up a 63-yard screen pass to Riddick. That's not his fault. So he drove down. When he's calling him his plays, I don't have it charted yet. I'm working on getting that charted. When he calls his own plays, the ones he's comfortable with, his passer rating is pretty good. So to answer that question, and not being a homer, but the best quarterback to me, if I had to, you know,
you need a game. You need to win a game today.
Yeah,
and you you're out on the playground. You can pick.
How about that,
Hondo, or you can pick Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah,
which one are you going?
I'm going with Hondo, cuz.
Are we doing that now? Are we calling him Hondo? That a thing?
Hondo.
Okay,
yeah, that's his name.
All right, yeah. Just checking.
All day long, cuz.
So you're going with Hundley.
Yeah. But you know what? I think their athletic ability may be compatible because LeBisky, his mom may be listening. Trubisky is very athletic. I liked him when he was at
North Carolina. Yeah.
If he gets out of the pocket, you know, he can get out. You know, he can really get out. He's going to be a good quarterback for them. But at this moment in time, you know, I'm taking Hondo. What say you?
He's looking at you, GE.
Yeah.
I think, Leroy, when you look at this and break it all down, I mean, you've said this before. I think both guys are really rookies playing this year. You know, Trubisky is a real rookie, but Huntley hadn't really played, you know, any meaningful games. And anybody can go through preseason, but when you start playing real games, that's when it's going to tell. Listen, here's what it looks like to me, and I will assess this. Trubisky, to me, has a really, really good arm. I don't know if you guys have watched this guy throw. This guy can flat out throw the football. Huntley doesn't have an arm as strong as Trubisky. Now, that don't mean a whole heck of a lot, but I'm just saying. So, well, it does, because he probably can fit it in tighter places and get in those windows a little bit quicker than Huntley can. But I think at the end of the day, when you assess what quarterback today do you want, I think it's Huntley today. But that most certainly could change by the end of this year. Once you see a little bit more Trubisky, once you get a little bit more comfortable with his offense, he's still struggling. One game, he only completed nine balls?
Who, Trubisky?
Trubisky,
I think he completed five in one game.
Yeah, so that, I mean, he's struggling right now. And so he's trying to learn the offense. He's trying to get up to speed with the game and all that. So right now Huntley has the edge, but I'm just saying Trubisky, I think maybe he has – more God-given ability than what Huntley has, put it that way.
So what makes you take Huntley if you're saying Trubisky has more God-given ability and they both have about the same
because
experience?
Because I think Huntley understands more of the nuances of the game than what Trubisky does right now at this point.
I think we have more from Martellus Bennett.
He's still talking?
I think so.
Yeah, you're kidding me.
No,
unfollowed Tom Crabtree after the tweet I
How you know that?
Because Tom Crabtree said, dude, I thought we were tight. Why are you unfollowing me for whatever else? And then
Tom Crabtree was just in Madison with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, they went to the Foo Fighters
concert
in Madison.
Did you know that Tom Crabtree was a college teammate of Sean McVay, the Rams head coach?
Yes, I did know that.
I did not know that. Yeah. I read that
he
today.
He should be working there soon.
I would think so, yeah. Right? Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Well, I was teammates with Doug Peterson. I don't work with him.
The latest Instagram post from Martellus Bennett.
You work with us, though.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay, all right. Steve said I'm a big
mouth. The Packers.
Give me any latest on Martellus.
He says, I chose my health over the, and he put this in quotation marks, team. They chose money over me.
Dude, you're playing with the Patriots. If you run out there this Sunday, shut up. Right, Rami?
I don't know.
If he runs out on the field Sunday for the Patriots, shut up.
I can't imagine he's playing this Sunday with the Patriots.
He knows the offense.
I know.
He's in shape.
Yeah, I know. Nothing for him to learn.
Nothing for him to learn. If he runs out there on Sunday, shut up.
I don't know what to believe at this point. I honestly don't know what to believe at this point.
You wanted to hear from him. Now you've heard from him.
I know.
What's the issue now?
Every time you talk to him, play my music.
Now there are two very different stories that we're hearing. And I honestly don't know which to believe. Both have motive to lie here, don't they?
I guess. The Packers are trying to get their money back.
Right.
And Martellus Bennett is
trying to save
his money.
I don't think the Packers want their money back. He can keep it.
Well, the only reason there's two. Well,
they shouldn't have put that claim on it.
There's two reasons they would put that designation on it, Leroy. There's two reasons that they would do it.
Petty times.
One is to get the money back.
Yeah.
Two is just to be petty and float it out there that Martellus Bennett quit on his teammates.
Yeah.
And make Martellus Bennett look bad.
Yep.
Right?
He definitely want to make them look Martellus bad by Bennett, singling Martellus, out Dr. McKenzie.
Martellus Bennett could be lying because he did quit on his team and wanted to get out of Green Bay and devised his plan to get out of Green Bay and go back to New England, where he knew he could get a ring in what he says is his final year. Both sides have every reasons to lie about this.
Maybe both are right.
And there probably is an element of truth to both stories. Yeah. That's usually the case in situations like this.
His side, and the truth.
Right. It's usually somewhere in between. And we'll keep taking your calls on Martellus Bennett.
But I go back to what Steve said.
But,
Rami,
as far
said,
as you know, though, we've all had this. And I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Leroy,
no,
you,
go ahead.
We just had Greg Bedard on.
Yeah.
Dude, they err on the side of caution for injuries at that place.
Yeah, I'm not saying that what he's saying is true about trying to force him to play through the injury. I'm saying what he's saying is true about them choosing money over him and coming up with this story to get him out of there and try and recoup some of that money. There could be some truth to that because they were not happy with his decision to announce his retirement at midseason. Again, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe in this thing. Keep taking your calls on that. Keep taking your calls on the question on the table right now. If you needed one to win a game today, would it be Hundley or Trubisky? 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I'm going to share a story with you guys about the Packers that I've never shared before at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Put some light on how the Packers.
You want to wait till 5 to share it?
Yes.
Okay.
One place you know you're always getting the truth, GE.
Where is it at?
If they tell you something needs to be fixed.
Yep.
At J&J Contractors, it needs to be fixed. They're not trying to scam you.
No, never. They never do, Rami. And that's just, you're just a professional, Rami. They never try to scam you. My good friends over at J&J Contractors, they're true professionals as well. And Rami, the time frame, everybody's looking for a time frame when you get your house redone. Their time frame that they gave me was when they were going to start and when they were going to finish was right on the money. What they told me it was going to cost me was what it cost me in the end. No hidden figures, no added fees, any of that kind of stuff.
I like that movie, Hidden Figures.
They told me exactly what it was going to be, and that's what it was.
One of my favorites.
If you're looking for windows, doors, right now, guys, you know, if you got those windows, you got that cold air blowing in there, you might need some new doors. I remember back.
It cost you money, too.
Leroy, did you ever do this in college? Well, Put the plastic over the windows?
No, I use old T-shirts.
Yeah, we used to put the plastic, that 3M stuff,
over
the windows with the blow dryer.
Make a big difference.
And you could see the wind blowing through your windows.
Sure did.
I see lots of houses in my neighborhood with that.
If you're doing that, you need some new windows.
I was going to just do that.
Just so you know.
Right. It can cost
you
money.
Your heater
can heat your house up.
You need some new windows. You doing that, Mike? You
windows
good?
And doors.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you need to go see J&J Contractors. Go check them out. J&J Contractors. No job is too small, as they can do it all.
Wendy's Big Show will be right back on a Pick and Save Football Friday.
This game is just like any game. You know, the urgency to win is always high. But at the same time, we can't self-implode and make more of what it is. You know, this is football at the end of the day. We get another opportunity this week, and we got to go out and do what we do, and score points and win.
That's Packers quarterback Brett Hundley. This is the Wendy's Big Show on a Pick and Save Football Friday. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Question on the table right now is, if you needed one to win a game today, you want Hundley or Trubisky? 799-1250, and if you have thoughts on the Martellus Bennett situation as he tells his side of the story today, we'll welcome those as well. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. Godfather of Fantasy Football, Tom Kesnick, joins us at 4 o'clock. Tweet those questions in, or you can email them live at 105.7fmthefan.com. Let's go to Bill. He's in Racine. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Bill?
Hey, fellas. I'm calling about Martellus Bennett, and I think we got to remember that even though he was gone after seven games and $8 million, it was Martellus who led the Packers in how to observe the national anthem. So every time we get to see the Packers play and they're locked those arms in unity, I might shed a tear just thinking about Martellus' great impact on the Packers. What a great signing. What a great guy.
I hope that guy feels better now.
He waited on hold a long time to get out a bad joke. Let's go on to Chad in Waukesha. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Chad?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Chad. As far as the question, I mean, it's hard, really kind of a hard question to answer because, I mean, either one of these guys have a lot of experience. I'm going to go with Hundley only because I think that obviously we've got the better receivers. I know Chicago's got a better, probably arguably a better running game than us. But, yeah, I'm going with Hundley. I think he's a little more mobile. Again, it's a tough question to answer. I mean, both, either one of these guys have had a lot of experience. I mean, you can go either way on this. But, again, I'm going with Hundley because of the receivers. As far as Martellus Bennett, he obviously wanted out. I mean, Rodgers is done for the season. He came to play with Rodgers. That was the idea. So I don't blame him for leaving. It is what it is. So,
all right, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate
for the phone call.
Got a tweet here from David. Says, I'm going with Hundley, but I believe Trubisky will be a better NFL quarterback. Trubisky doesn't have as much experience as Hundley. Going back to college starts, Trubisky definitely has a better D, but that would play into winning a game. Hundley by a little.
See, my initial instinct is to say Hundley because, as he said, the experience, but both have had the same amount of game time experience, essentially, mm-hmm. about 3.5 games when you look at the course of Hundley's career and what Trubisky has gotten to start this year. But it doesn't look like, even for sitting 2-3 years in Mike McCarthy's system, it doesn't look like either A, he has the skills for Mike McCarthy to trust him, or B, the command of the offense and the system and the game plan for Mike McCarthy to trust him.
But we're saying today.
Right.
We're not saying in 2 years when Trubisky figures it out.
Right.
We're saying now.
No, what I'm saying is neither offensive coach, because John Fox is the Bears head coach, he doesn't do offense, but neither of these guys' respective coaches has necessarily shown a lot of faith in them that they can execute whatever the system and whatever the game plan is. So that being said, don't you have to just go on pure physical talent and skill and God-given ability?
Sure.
And if that's the case,
that's what you want to do, yeah.
If that's the case, I think you go with Mitch Trubisky. They're both about the same size. Trubisky, to me, having watched both these guys the last 3 weeks, is a little bit more athletic. And like Gary said, Trubisky's arm talent, now I don't know if the rest of the game will develop into something. Trubisky's arm talent is special in terms of the velocity, in terms of the touch, being able to get it into tight spots,
Cutler-esque.
The accuracy. Yeah, maybe.
As you said, special.
Yeah, maybe. Arm talent is special when it comes to Mitch Trubisky. I think he's just as good an athlete as Brett Hundley, and Brett Hundley hasn't shown anything in terms of arm talent and ability to throw into tight spots.
I think for me, the easiest
he did when he hit Cobb on that 46 yarder.
For me, I think the easiest thing to do when asking this question today is go off of what I watched in college, because neither one of these guys even have a full season in the NFL yet to really base resumes on. So for me, who was the better college quarterback? Trubisky was the better college quarterback. Yeah. I mean, by far.
Yeah. One was a high pick and one was a fifth-round pick. Right. But you remember Huntley.
And Huntley, reason for that.
Huntley was a fifth-round pick because he had accuracy issues and he threw too many damn interceptions.
Yeah. And got sacked a lot.
Right. I mean, so from – and to be
he
honest –
probably should have stayed in school maybe another year.
No question he should have.
Yeah.
But he came out. And I think right now, looking back at it, I don't think he regrets that because he's had some, I would assume – and again, I'm just assuming – really good coaching from Mike McCarthy. I'm using an educated guess here, even though it doesn't look like it currently after what we've seen the last first two games. But just based on what I saw in college, I think Trubisky's the better quarterback. And if you had to pick one coming out, you know, on Sunday to win a game, if everything is equal, I would take Trubisky. The problem is on Sunday, everything's not going to be equal. The Bears' defense is really good, and they're probably going to present more of a problem, I would think, for Huntley than probably the Packers' defense will for Trubisky. Now, the one thing going for Dom Capers is, Gary, with his schemes and everything else, maybe, just maybe, he might be able to confuse Trubisky, who hasn't played against us all that much.
That's what you hope.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, hopefully.
I think it will happen. They will have a chance to get some picks in this game because he will be confused.
I hope so.
It's going to happen.
Speaking of that, did you see the Demaryius Randall video Rami showed me earlier today?
No, I did not see that.
I sent it to you guys and tagged you in it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Speaking of Randall, I talked to him a little bit on Twitter. Stop arguing with these fans, man.
Yesterday, he went at it with some
don't
dude.
Be doing that,
I retweeted
man.
The whole exchange.
I know. I told him, don't do that. You're gonna have some knuckleheads out there. You really are. I mean,
you're saying we with us on the radio too.
But I Mike would never drive me again in your car. He just won't do it.
What?
Dude, I ain't doing it.
Why?
New boss. I was sitting in that nice Genesis. Laying back and we was Facebook Live and they had that senior driving and man, I was in 3D. Cause see, Gary Carr got a lot of stuff.
How did you get out to Mike driving Gary's car?
I don't know.
How'd you go from talking to Demaryius Randall not to fight with people on Twitter?
I can see Gary's Genesis from here.
Okay.
You know, shiny objects with me.
Right.
Just come in.
I'm like.
And Mike is standing behind him.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death cause it's 3D. It's 3D. So Mike is
36
driver.
Is so used to going 35 miles an hour with a blinker on in
that.
Florida.
Less
know?
Than that, Mike. 25.
He does that here in Wisconsin, Mike.
I keep my blinker on, never get over.
And, and frustrate me. Gary made me go up that damn 41, which is driving.
Yeah, that's another one.
Jeez.
But Gary Codd does everything for you, really.
So it doesn't matter if Mike's driving. The thing is like Kit from
Knight
Rider.
But the alarm is going off of Mike to break.
And Mike ain't breaking.
He didn't even break because he did the Ed Cedar right through the stop sign. Ed Cedar's like, don't turn the corner. Durrell thrown out at home. That Ed Cedar's fault. So, amen.
Speaking of that, Genesis, Gary Ellison, where'd you get that sweet
Let's
rod?
Let's talk from? About my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. All new Hyundai store off of Highway 100 in West Dallas. They have new owners, new management, and my good friend Dan Richards is there now.
One of my favorite redheads.
He's working to make this store number one in volume and customer satisfaction. Did you hear what I just said?
I heard what you just said, Gary.
Here's what they got going for you guys. As a welcome back, they have decided to offer a $500 trade-in bonus. If you trade in your car towards a new pre-owned vehicle, they will get you an additional $500 for it. In addition to the trade-in bonus, they will give all WSSP listeners employee prices on any new Hyundai in stock. And they don't stop there, guys. Right now, 0% 72-month financing on all 2018 Sonatas. 0%, that's free money. Not only, they don't stop there. They also going to give you a $1,000 military rebate on any new Hyundai in stock. Now, that was going to go through November 11th, but right now they have extended that through November 17th.
Don't, just keep going. Finish.
Okay. All right.
Who knows?
I was saying no to you.
Oh, I thought Martellus had said something.
No, so did I.
Not
that's
that
what I said.
You thought,
yeah,
I was reacting
I thought,
to you.
Well, you're scrolling through Twitter. Yeah. Gary,
I'm
just
listening. My eyes and ears can be in different places.
And today is, isn't today the Marines Corps' birthday today?
I think today is the Marine Corps' birthday. That's
my good friend Dan Richards was also a Marine. So that goes
Happy
into.
Veterans Day, what?
Yeah,
Happy
I
Veterans
didn't know
Day.
That.
Yeah. For 6 years he was.
I know I like that guy.
So if you guys, you know, want to keep everything all in the family, go visit your Marine guy over at over at Hyundai West Dallas. Go ask for my good friend Dan Richards. He was a sergeant for 6 years in the Marine Corps. Go check him out. That's Hyundai West Dallas, off of just located off of Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue between Lincoln and National Avenue.
We should say Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women. Remember our buddy
Byron Miller, who worked at the radio station?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he served in the Navy.
Yeah.
Remember that little son Frankie used to have around?
Yeah, Frank.
Frankie's in the Marines.
Frankie's that old now?
Yeah, he's out in San Diego.
God,
right,
we've been
now,
here
training.
That long?
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Do you guys watch SportsCenter in the morning usually?
Yes.
Or am I the only one?
Usually.
Every year on Veterans Day, and they update it.
The story they show today had you crying like a baby.
They add new footage to it, but every year on SportsCenter on Veterans Day, they show a montage of those videos of soldiers coming home and surprising their families. Be it at sporting events or at the kids' school or whatever the case may be. Every time makes me cry. Every single time it makes me cry. I don't know about you guys. Maybe I'm just soft, but that's really, I mean, that shows you the sacrifice that those men and women are making when you see the joy on these families' faces when their loved one comes back. That tells you the pain that they felt while they were away and not knowing if they'd ever come back. So thank you 100% to everybody who's ever served this fine country on a Veterans Day. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend. You deserve all the accolades.
I wish I was that tough, though.
We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we need somebody to play against the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. Leroy, give me a number between 1 and 8.
Six.
The sixth caller to 799-1250 will play against the Wendy's Big Show in the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. Should you beat everybody on the show, I'll dig deep in the prize closet, see what I got for you like I did for our lucky listener last week. Wendy's Big Show will be right back on a Pick and Save Football Friday. This is how this works. Every Pick and Save Football Friday, we make our picks to click for that weekend in fantasy football. Points are awarded to those players on a standard PPR basis. Quarterbacks getting 6 points for a passing touchdown. Then first place finisher for that week gets 10 points in the season standings. Second place gets 8. Third place 6. So on and so forth down the line. No Monday nighters, so Dolphins and Panthers are out. Here's how the season standings read thus far. Our listeners in last place, but not far behind the pack, is Gary, Leroy, and Sparky, all sitting there at 54 points. I'm atop the season standings, as I have been all year, with 58 points on the season. But you guys are threatening. You guys are creeping up on me. It goes in reverse order of the previous week's finish. So having finished last week, I get to go first. This week, I'm going to take Matthew Stafford, Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. Goes to Rami Makhlouf. Gary Ellerson, you have the second pick, my friend.
Dude, so you're gambling against that Cleveland defense?
Yes.
Okay. You're gambling against that Cleveland defense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They've given him a lot of passing touchdowns.
Yeah. I love silence and you gulping.
Well, Rum Dog.
You take Rodgers?
Who?
Aaron?
No.
No.
Let me have Howard.
Howard. Jordan Howard of the Chicago Bears?
Jordan Howard.
All right, just wanted to make sure. Leroy Butler, you have the third pick.
Yeah, let me have.
I will take Le'Veon. Le'Veon
Bell.
Did you
just do the tooth thing right there?
Yeah, he did just do the tooth thing right there.
After Mike McCarthy.
So Le'Veon Bell goes to Leroy Butler. Our listener this week will be Jacob on the West Side. Jacob, who do you like this week in fantasy football?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
You suck.
Don't say that to our listeners.
Laughing. Who had the most
fans? I know.
No, I'm laughing because Sparky yelled out, "You suck." That's a good pick. That's who I was considering picking before I settled on Matthew Stafford.
Can I do my pick over?
You're the only one that knows anything out there.
Thanks for the call, Jacob. Should you beat everybody on the show, I'll dig deep in the prize closet and see what we got for you.
So who's gone?
Gone are Stafford, Howard, Bell, and Goff. If everybody else is okay with it, I think we should let Sparky go first. If he doesn't take your guy, Leroy, we'll let you change yours.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Is that good? Is everybody good with that? Sparky?
Steve just gave me a dirty look.
Who would you like to take, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer?
Can I stall some more, Steve, while you search?
No. I'll take Tom Brady.
Tom Brady
off
goes
of bye week, right?
To Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. So there it is. Who did you want, Leroy?
Gurley.
Gurley? You're going to change from Bell to Gurley?
Yeah.
All right.
No, you can't do that.
I just said that.
What?
Just a second ago. I said if everybody's okay with
it. So you say no?
Yeah, no.
Well, you Steve, change. You say no?
What was your original pick?
Le'Veon Bell.
I'll stay with Le'Veon Bell.
Well, who are you going to?
Todd Gurley.
No.
Oh, you can go to Gurley.
All right.
I voted.
Yeah, sure.
You're out.
You would think the black guy would help the other black guy.
Sure, you can change. Yeah, you
can. How many times can I change?
Just once.
Black people don't never stick together.
Just as Martellus.
Who would you like, Gary?
Huh?
Do you want to change your pick?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to change your pick. You were just being difficult to be difficult because that's what you do in the Big Show Notes fantasy football.
I don't. You may want to call that caller back though and see if he wants Le'Veon Bell.
No, yeah.
He wanted Goff. He was waiting for that.
Yeah, he wanted Jared Goff.
Yes,
he wanted him bad.
Yeah, he gonna put up 5 touchdowns. That's the worst secondary. Oh my goodness.
Didn't Jewelry Center hook you up with something last year for winning this?
Yeah.
What'd they give you? A watch? Wasn't it a watch?
You want to see it?
A ring, wasn't it?
Sure. Are you wearing it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
What a watch that I gave you?
I'm not wearing it today.
Why?
Gary gave me two.
I'm very casual today. I'm wearing sweatpants.
That's when you wear it.
Bears t-shirt. No, I wear it when I wear it when I get dressed up.
Steve, you still wear yours? Man, I tore it up.
Tore what up? My watch?
Yeah.
No, he didn't tear it up.
He ain't found it yet.
Not man, but Jack.
No.
He hasn't found it yet.
Nope.
He'll be putting it on.
No, you put that in a top drawer of a dresser so he can't get
Steve,
to it.
Steve, he's going to put it in the garbage disposal. I'm just telling you.
He can't reach the garbage disposal yet.
You think that. He'll go get him a stepping stool.
Do you did you anchor your dressers and stuff to the wall like they say you should?
No.
No.
My parents never did that.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to buy it.
While
you're in the crib.
Smack my eye on I know those old school radiators that you have in some apartments? I smack my eyebrow on. I think I still have a scar from it.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, them people, they jump off the top of the house now on top of the tables and stuff.
I'm telling you what, man. The more you listen to Rami, you wonder how he's still here.
We know how he's still here.
Rami, he's a comedian.
How did he live through everything?
He was dazed and confused.
I got music here.
The guy's just a comedian. Process.
I got music for Gary turning his back on Leroy right there.
Okay.
In the last break there. So.
All right.
Go check my girl.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Smile in your face.
Tell them about the Jewelry Center, GE. Oh,
I like it.
Smiling faces.
Yep.
Sometimes pretend
the undisputed truth.
To be your friend.
Undisputed truth.
Smiling faces. Show no traces.
Leroy, this is when you had stacks that lurks go within.
Smiling
Afro with your Afro pick in it. Members only jacket.
Members only. What you know about members only jacket?
Why?
Rami, you weren't old enough for that one.
I remember members the members only jacket. I'm not too young to have owned one.
That's what I'm saying.
You have members only?
I gotta go find mine.
This is Martellus' ringtone right now.
Yeah.
Probably is.
Well, no, that's Huntley's ringtone.
Yeah.
That's everybody in Green Bay Packers locker room.
Stay here, help me out.
I want to talk about my good friends at the Jewelry Center, located on 76 and Layton, Layton Plaza, new location in Brookfield, off of Blue Mountain Road in Tri-City, National Bank Building right there on the second floor.
Backstabbers.
They don't backstab you. They tell you the truth every single time. You may be going to some other jewelry place that's backstabbing you, but they're not doing that at the Jewelry Center. They're honest. They're up front with their people right away. And there, if you're looking for to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, it is at the Jewelry Center. Thanksgiving, Christmas, just right around the corner. You may got some loose change laying around. You got some gold laying around. He'll weigh it, and he'll lay it on you right then and there. Cash money. The Jewelry Center.
And Robin,
76 Layton, Layton Plaza, new location in Brookfield, Blue
Mountain
Road.
Remember, I still, he gave me
the Tri-City National Bank Bill.
Dean gave me the $7,500 platinum budget. He said he got one for you for $2,500, cuz. And the average is $2,500.
Oh, it's not $7,500?
No, that's if you want platinum. It's $2,500. So can y'all do that?
$2,500?
That's the starting point.
And you that's a lot more realistic.
He'll show you.
I mean, it's more realistic, but.
To
$7,500. Man.
And you just keep upgrading every year. You just upgrade.
Sell your house?
I was just going to say, I need to make repairs to my house. I don't know.
Just go talk to Dean, guys. Right. He'll work with your budget.
That's what I'll do. Meanwhile, we're going to hit a quick break. The godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kesnick. He's
Hell
taking godfather, your questions.
I'm trying to get into playoffs.
Next, in exactly, I'm going to say 3 minutes and 40 seconds, 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan.
Is my mic on right now?
Or send us an email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Get your question in for the godfather when the Wendy's Big Show returns on a pick and save football front.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.